On Wednesday's front page, President Obama promised to use government power to even out the gaps between the rich and the rest of the public. A year after the revolution began in Egypt, the government is short on cash. The options include cutbacks that could trigger more unrest. And the FBI arrested a sergeant and three police officers in East Haven, Connecticut. They're accused of singling out Latinos and harassing them. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says President Obama delivered his final State of the Union address before he faces the voters in November. He promised to use government power to balance the scale between the rich and the rest of the public. He also returned to a campaign theme from 2008, saying what he's calling for are, in his words, not Democratic values or Republican values, but American values.
We need to change our tax code so that people like me and an awful lot of members of Congress pay our fair share of taxes.
He called for limiting deductions for companies that move jobs overseas. He also said Congress should enact his Buffett rule, named for billionaire Warren Buffett. That would mean people making more than $1 million a year would pay a minimum effective tax rate of at least 30%.
If you're earning $1 million a year, you shouldn't get special tax subsidies or deductions. On the other hand, if you make under $250,000 a year, like 98% of American families, your taxes shouldn't go up. You're the one struggling with rising costs and stagnant wages.
Also on Wednesday's front page, Mitt Romney's campaign released hundreds of pages of tax returns. There was no sign of tangled tax avoidance schemes, although he does have millions tied up in partnerships in tax havens like Bermuda and the Cayman Islands. The bottom line, Times reporter Catherine Rampell says that over 2 years, Romney made roughly $45 million.
Of that, he paid $6.2 million in taxes, coming to a total federal tax rate on average of about 14%. Something else that we learned from his tax return is what percentile he's in. In the context of Occupy Wall Street, we hear a lot about the 99% versus the top 1%. Mr. Romney is comfortably in the top 1%. In fact, he is in the 0.006th percentile. That is actually on the lower end of estimates. Mr. Romney had higher income than reported, at least on the front page of his tax return, because he took major losses in 2009 during the financial crisis and carried those forward onto his tax return for 2010.
Times reporter Catherine Rampell. It's been a year since the revolution began in Egypt. Times reporter David D. Kirkpatrick says the economy is struggling and the government is short on cash. Last week, the ruling military council did an about-face and opened talks with the International Monetary Fund. A currency devaluation is widely considered likely, but that could drive up food prices, setting off new unrest. Riots could also break out if the government overhauls energy subsidies. FBI agents arrested a sergeant and three police officers from East Haven, Connecticut. They're accused of singling out and mistreating Latino residents. Prosecutors say they regularly stopped Latino customers going in or out of Latino-owned businesses. They're also accused of hitting suspects in the head while they were in custody. East Haven is putting the indicted officers on administrative leave while it conducts its own investigation. A proposed change in the definition of depression could expand the number of people who are treated for it. That word comes from researchers who fired the latest salvo in a fight over definitions for the new version of the American Psychiatry Association's reference manual. It shapes treatment decisions and insurance payments. Another controversy erupted last week over a new definition of autism that could reduce the number of people who get that diagnosis. Inside Wednesday's Times, the wait for the envelope begins. The Academy Award nominations were announced. The Artist, a mostly silent tribute to old Hollywood, got 10 nominations. Hugo got 11. Moneyball and War Horse each got 6. One big surprise was a Best Picture nomination for Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. It had been snubbed by the pre-Oscar awards. Salvage and rescue workers reported the first sign of something like an oil slick forming around the partly submerged Costa Concordia. Officials don't know exactly where the slick is coming from. They're trapping it with absorbent booms they placed around Concordia's 950-foot-long hull. A barge carrying pumping equipment pulled alongside the ship. It's going to remove a 500,000 gallons of fuel. Divers have now recovered the body of the 16th victim. European bankers and regulators are at odds over how financial institutions should increase their capital reserves. The regulators want European banks to find $147 billion in new reserves. That's a bit less than a third of what the European institutions, minus the Greek banks, had on hand at the end of last year. The regulators want the banks to get the money from shareholders and from employees by reducing their bonuses. The banks want to free up cash by selling unprofitable operations. A safety consulting firm is accusing the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration of withholding evidence on problems with Toyotas. At issue is unintended acceleration and whether it's caused by onboard electronic systems rather than problems with floor mats and pedals. The consulting firm Safety Research and Strategies wants to see paperwork from two federal investigators. They went to the home of a senior government official who'd complained about sudden acceleration in his Prius. If you're feeling a bit of a chill, brown fat is slimming you down. Times reporter Gina Colada says brown fat burns calories like a furnace. Everybody has one kind of brown fat that's activated in cold conditions. A new study says it sucks fat out of the rest of the body to fuel itself. Another new study looked at a second kind of brown fat. That one can be created from ordinary white fat just by exercising. That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. This year, the New York Times Neediest Cases Fund is celebrating its 100th anniversary. You can read about what the Neediest Cases Fund has done for people in the New York area who need help. Go to nytimes.com/neediest. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.